Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we will be joined by retired street stock, super stock, and modified driver Bobby Steyer. We'll also hear from Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts, Ben Bainey from Little Missile Speedway, Carson Graham from Wasoda, and a little more from our friend Andy at Ignition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
You're coming out of turn four, heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
This fall, experience the suspense as heroes clash metal to metal with heartbreak. Get lost in a drama without the predictable ending. No sappy romance, no special effects. Just one adrenaline-filled day where pure speed drives the plot. Coming soon to a track near you. The Hollywood Casino 400 Playoff Elimination Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, October 21st. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by retired driver Bobby Steyer. And Bob, when did you first get exposed to racing?
Well, I went to a race in Algona, Iowa when I was like 13 with my uncle. They all lived in Whittemore, Iowa, right by Algona. And then I started racing. My first car I was putting together was in high school, but I never raced till right when I got out of high school.
You graduated in 1971 and started racing number 71. Many people forget that was a scary time to be an 18-year-old boy because the Vietnam War was still raging.
Yes, it was.
What tracks do you remember running regularly? And you also ran a couple of tracks that now are closed, like St. Charles and the Olmsted County Fairgrounds track.
Yes, I ran Olmsted County, St. Charles, Morristown, Fountain City, West Union, Iowa, the old track and the new track, and I went to Decorah maybe at once, and we went to other tracks. I went to Marshfield, Wisconsin, and raced. There was a few other tracks I don't remember anymore. Webster City, Allison, places like that.
What was the division called that you first started racing in?
Street stock. I won my championship in my second year in street stock.
How long did you race street stock before you got interested in super stocks?
I think I raced street stock for 3 years, and then I went to super stock.
You and Kevin Stoa had some epic battles in the super stock division at Dodge County Speedway in Casson, Minnesota.
Yes. Kevin was always fast. He was hard to beat. He was an engine builder. His brother was a car builder. He built one for me once. So it was hard to finish ahead of Kevin. You know, he says there was a lot of money there. But it helps when you do your own engines and build your own cars.
Did you do some of the car building and engine work yourself on yours?
Yeah, I usually didn't buy any high-dollar engines. I bought used engines and re-ringed them. I went to 2 years auto mechanics after high school at the vocational school, and then I was a mechanic for a few years. But I did most all the work myself. I'd buy a used car and redo it myself. I always bought cars at one.
Dodge County Speedway in Casson, Minnesota is a little gem of a racetrack. I enjoyed many nights in the stands. What do you think was the ultimate demise of that track and not running regularly anymore?
They let the people build houses behind there. I always thought it was a good track. Clayton Dornack was a pretty good promoter, you know. And, you know, he used to read a lot about the racers, the Mert Williams, the Baker, and Keene, and Satterdahl, and all that. You don't read like that anymore, you know. It just kind of changed.
A lot of people forget about the MSI. That was a great group of promoters, and they put on a lot of events all over this area.
Yeah, it was good to race with Clayton, and then Schubert was his helper. I raced for Clayton for years. He was a little different, but he was a good promoter.
You were very successful at Dodge County Speedway in the street stocks and in the super stocks. What are some of your best memories of racing there?
My first car I bought was from Denny Schott. Jack Smith used to drive it. And I think I got eighth in points my first year. Then I had Denny Schott build me a car. And I remember winning the Fountain City Invitational race down there. But I remember winning a lot of races at Casson in the Superstock division.
Did you ever run Owatonna, and how did you do on the big track?
Yeah, I ran there a few times, and I did fairly well there, but I didn't go there very often. My son did good there.
Deer Creek Speedway was a track that you were involved with right from the start.
Yes. When I was driving race cars for Schott, and then I was driving cars for Tom Ferguson, and Tom and me and Kent Stafford was going to run the Lansing racetrack. But then he got mad at the promoter at the time. I can't remember if it was Clark or Daryl Getch. But anyway, he went back to Sue Dugan and purchased the land at Deer Creek Speedway from her and the house to the north of there. And that's when we started working. My son worked there every day, but I had another business I ran. I'd only help on the weekends.
Who had the idea of putting the two modifieds up on those cement posts coming out of four and going into turn one? Because a lot of people forget those were there, but that was really cool.
Yeah, we got the post from the Wilson brothers from over by Dexter. They used to own race cars. And then I bought the car down at Cedar Rapids at the auction for Remax Realty Ray Nice, and that's how the one car got put up there on the south end.
Looking back at the mid-90s at Deer Creek in the Superstock division, Dave Tradup, Roger Herrick, Jerry Bloom, and yourself, what a great group of drivers, and they had a really stout field of supers.
Yeah, I know Tradup was always worried when I'd show up I might not be there for a week or two, and Eli said he hated it when I'd show up, and I had Zane Schletti from West Concord, Steve Wettstein, Brad Hortop. Those guys were all a bunch of group. Then Todd Cleese bought his first car from me, and he started racing Supers, and then he copied my car and started building them.
When did you retire from racing, and when did you become interested in preserving or recreating vintage race cars?
I think I quit racing. I was racing for Ferguson when we built Deer Creek Speedway. I'd drive his car, or I would drive Schott's Super Stock. It said number 3 on it. It was a black Camaro. And then I had the modified. We went and bought Ron Schreiner's modified. That's the one I won with towards the end of the year there. I only raced it maybe 10 times there, and I think I won 2 or 3 features with that one. And then I quit after that.
When did you get the bug for the vintage race cars?
Me and Denny Schott started doing that maybe late 90s, 2000. We went all over doing that for maybe 4 years.
The Mert Williams late model station wagon. What an iconic race car. So many people remember that when that hit the track. You did a great job bringing that car back to life. Talk about that build.
Well, I always liked Mert. I knew him since I moved here in 68. And I could go in his garage because my best friend was good enough, who used to race, his son did. And I could go in and talk to Mert, and Richie Olson lived 2 doors over. So I'd try to hang out there whenever I could when I was racing. And, you know, not too many people could go in Mert's garage. I got to go in there like 3 times, and which is pretty rare. You know, Mert didn't like people around there. And I knew Dale Baker real well. You know, it was kind of fun back then racing.
We've seen that car down at Steve Yagi's reunion, and it is really cool. You were telling me that it's actually sitting on a Super Stock chassis?
I watched Kevin Vibrock and Ron Jones and Mike Kelly race at Mason City, so I approached all 3 of the guys, and I tried to buy Mike Kelly's car. I went up and looked at it up at Roberts Street up in St. Paul, but he decided not to sell it, so I went to Steven Rick Eggersdorf and tried to get him to build me one because them cars were fast at that time, and they were too busy. So then I went over and met with Vibrock, and he said he wouldn't sell it. Well, then they dropped the CLS late models at Cedar Lake, and he called me, and I went up and purchased that car, and that's the Super Stock that I won all the races with. It was a bullet chassis. And then I found the car down in Red Wing, who I had sold it to Schott, and then he sold it to Dave Haberman, Cannon Falls, and then another guy had it down in a gully down by Treasure Island. I went down and bought 3 cars from him to get my car back, and that's when I put the wagon body on there.
That is a really cool car, and I enjoy you bringing it out to the shows. And now you found a new project, the Carl Fenske number 99 57 Chevy. How did you find that car?
Well, I tried to purchase it 15 years ago. Dana Lirum had it maybe over 15 years ago down in Pepin, Wisconsin. And he kept giving me stories of he's going to sell it to me back and forth. And finally, Randy Northrup knew I wanted it. And Randy Northrup had one on auto sales who Carl Fenske used to work for. So he purchased it. And then it sat at Randy Northam's auto lot, and I went down there 3 times, tried to buy it, and they wanted so much money for it. So anyway, he sold it to Elmer Duhlman. Well, then it took me a couple years to talk Elmer Duhlman out of it, but I went and got it right after the winter, a little over a year ago, and now I'm restoring it. I've got the body on it. Most of the body work's done. I'm just about ready to start getting it painted. My buddy racer, Kurt Murphy from Manorville, who used to race, is supposed to be helping me paint it in the next couple weeks.
Bob, you are definitely someone who doesn't like to sit around. When we stopped by your house, you gave us a tour of the backyard, and wow, the pavers you have out in the backyard are incredible. Your landscaping is awesome. And we also got to see the Carl Fenske number 99 in the very early stages. It was a rolling chassis, and it looks awesome. That hobby stock was a dominant car in its era, and everybody remembers it.
Yeah, but it's just history. And I'm trying to purchase another car right now. If people remember, Jimmy Schell and Joey Wajorik had a 60 Plymouth. I've been trying to buy that for the last 2 years, and we thought about restoring that one. But you can only do so much, you know. Hopefully I'll end up with the car, and I might take it up and leave it up at Elmer Dulman.
The Steve Yagi reunion and Racer Days at Elmer's Old Car and Toy Museum, September 15th and 16th, are great places to exchange photos and information and reunite with past competitors. Will you get the number 99 over to Elmer's, and do you think you'll have it at Yagi's next spring?
Well, I'm about positive it'll be at Yagi's, but Elmer's, I hopefully will have it painted. I could at least take it there painted. Carl keeps calling me wanting pictures, but I don't want to take more pictures of it till it's done.
Are you searching for any other iconic cars? Is there a car out there you would really like to find?
I've been trying to buy Charlie Schwartz's mid-engine late model.
Wow, that is a cool car. I've actually seen that on the track doing some test laps.
Yeah, he had the track record at 83 with the car, but then they outlawed him.
Bob, I know you will always keep busy restoring old race cars, and it's great to see you at the reunions, and a lot of great memories seeing you at Dodge County Speedway and all over the area racing, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thanks for having me on there.
The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Mattatives, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Mattatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is a beautiful morning at Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale, Minnesota, and I'm joined by Jim Misgan. And Jim, some people stepped out of the box and did something a little different over the weekend. Last weekend you were up at Elko for the Bandit Series semi-race, and sounds like you had a great time.
Oh yeah, that was quite a show. My wife, she came along and she wasn't exactly sure what it would be like, but boy, she had a blast. It was really fun to watch. Them guys really get it going out there.
We all had a scare this spring. Many people thought that we might lose Chateau Raceway, but thanks to Mark Witaski and others, we've got that going again.
Oh, that's great. You know, that track's been there since 1956. I know my father-in-law raced over there when it opened up, and I raced there some, and now my son races there.
What's really cool, you look back on very old pictures, and as far as the track location and kind of the surroundings, it really hasn't changed a lot. You still have the field full of cattle to the south. You've got the river on the back. It just makes you feel like you're back in the day.
Yeah, that track has always been pretty much the same. The only thing is they improved the lighting so much down there. I think it's got the best lights of any track around.
Jim, you have seen a lot of changes in the auto salvage business since 1972. As far as racers looking for car parts, that has changed to probably mostly drivers looking for parts for their Hornets. But with Misgan 2, if somebody's building an old vintage car, you have a lot of bodies and parts down there for that.
Oh, yeah, we've probably got around 1,500 or so old cars and trucks, all vintage, down at the other yard down by Gordonsville there. It's interesting to just take a walk down memory lane down there. It's definitely a unique salvage yard.
Don Masters, he picked up a Nova body, and that thing turned out beautiful. And they've been winning with it, too, so it's a good car.
Yeah, it's funny what one person is junk to one person is a treasure to the next. That's pretty neat that he already got that thing up and going and out and running.
A salvage yard is really a giant recycling center.
Yeah, steel is the most recycled thing in the world, so it's definitely a very important business to have in your community and keep all them junk cars off from the side of the road and kind of keep everything looking a little bit prettier and keep everything going. You know, you gotta recycle, reuse, and recycle.
When did you really see things branch out from the steel and aluminum start to be recycled and rubber and also the fluids inside the vehicles?
Oh, I suppose it wasn't too long after we started where we had to start changing our ways of doing it so that we were more environmentally friendly and start saving the fluids and properly disposing of everything. It was probably back in the mid-70s. When we were just getting started, we had to decide to, you know, do it right. And so that was a good decision, and it's kept us very busy and over all these years.
I'm sure today you deal with many racers and customers who need parts to keep their haulers, their trailers, or their personal vehicles on the road.
Oh, yeah, that's one part of our business is the racers. Yeah, we always try to keep them guys going so that they can get to them tracks and put a show on for the people. And it's definitely one of those things that we do in the summer around here is race, and can be kind of a long winter here in Minnesota. So it's definitely a good little sport to have going every year.
I seen a piece of trivia that July is the only month in the state of Minnesota that it hasn't snowed somewhere. So if you live in Minnesota, you basically have to get all of your events in about a 90-day period.
Yeah, that's for sure. The summers are pretty short here, and sometimes I like to call our state Minnesota.
Use drivers. You are constantly getting in vehicles that still have some miles and some life left, and you have a blackboard full of them if people are looking for something to get around.
Yeah, we've usually got a few of them for sale here, and a lot of times we pick up some lightly damaged cars that can be fixed up pretty reasonably and driven for many, many, many thousands of miles again.
Also, many customers take advantage of your U-Pull lot, and that's cool because if they're going out and doing the labor of getting the parts off themselves, they can save themselves a lot of money.
Yeah, that works great. About, oh, I don't know, around 20 years ago, the insurance company said, well, you can't let people go wander around out in the yard anymore. And so we were kind of bummed out because it makes a lot more work for us. So then when the opportunity to open up the U-Pull came along, man, we jumped on that. And it's been great. People come here and just pull parts all day long. And it's just works so great. And it saves them so much money.
Jim, you talk about wandering around a lot. As a teenager, I remember coming out here, and I would say, I need a part for this particular car. You'd go 14 rows to the back, take a left at the 69 Chevelle, and it's four cars down. I was so impressed with all your memory.
Well, I'm afraid that's changed over years. Now I leave that up to my son, Daniel. He can remember where all the cars are out there. I'm more on the road, picking up cars, hauling in semi-loads of steel and stuff like that now. So, yeah, that's left up to the next generation to remember where the cars are out there.
Tires for winter. If you're looking at your tires and you're thinking, I gotta replace them before the snow hits. Every time I'm out here in the front office, you usually have a variety of different tires. If they happen to be looking for a different size, I'm surprised the beautiful sets you get in sometime.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people. They've got a good running old car or pickup, so they decide to put new tires on, and boom, it blows up on them. So what are they going to do with the tires? They got to go with the car. And so we end up with a lot of good tires, and of course on the ones that are crashed up a little bit also. So we get tons of good tires in, and we sell them like crazy, and you can save a lot of money on those.
How'd the Johnson Brothers demo team do this summer?
Well, they had a little bit of a dip in their winnings this year. It didn't quite go as good as they wanted to, but they'll be back in next year stronger than ever. It's just the luck of the draw. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, I guess. But, yeah, they didn't have the best of luck.
If they would like to find out more about getting into the U-Pull lot, about some of your vintage cars down at Misgan 2, or they're looking for tires or particular parts, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Jim?
Well, the main yard here up in Allendale, phone number is 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get some parts down at the other yard, it's 507-383-1802. And also you can get on and look parts up on Misgan.com also.
Jim, thanks for everything you do to support the car enthusiasts, the home mechanics, and the racers in this area. And it's been great knowing you. I think more than 35 years I've been doing business with you, so thanks a lot.
Well, thanks to you too, Clayne, and thanks for all you do for the radio station there and the Dirt Track show. It's a wonderful show. It really keeps a lot of people in touch and happy about somebody who is keeping the old heritage alive. Thanks again.
Hey guys, Travis Pastrana here. I'm throwing my biggest, best, craziest, worst ideas, including brand new ramps, into one insane 2-hour show. It's called You Got This.
Target Center, October 3rd. Tickets at AXS.com.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker filtration products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Powerlift Hydraulic Doors offer state-of-the-art hanger access. Powerlift owners everywhere love our quality door design backed by local manufacturing, installation, and support. Powerlift's minimal headroom requirement lowers building height, thereby reducing construction and climate control costs. You'll enjoy zero headroom loss when we retrofit your older hanger with a new Powerlift door. We can often increase door opening heights when replacing bifold, fabric, and overhead doors. You may own a plane, jet, or helicopter. The hangar door you need may be small, medium, or large. Whatever the case, there is a Powerlift door design perfectly suited to your application. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ben Bainey. And Ben, you are opening up an RC racing facility. And first of all, I have to ask you, how did this idea come about and who's involved?
Well, the idea came about when I dipped in a little bit into RC racing over at Tees in Rochester. They have electric cars over there. Did that, and I thought, well, you know what? I got a lot of racing buddies that raced stock car in the past, and I thought it'd be a fun time to get a few guys together and start racing. And I got together with Dave Bjorgi and his wife Tiffany. That's where the track is located, so a big shout out to them, and thanks to them guys for letting us build that out there. And we just got together and came up with a good car to run, and it just took off from there. And once in a while here, we'll start grabbing new drivers, guys like Dean Schultz, Kevin Robinson, Dave Bjorgi himself, and me. All of us used to race stock car in the past, and it's a fun, competitive, low-cost hobby.
The drivers that have these cars would like to go somewhere local and not have to drive too far on a Tuesday or Thursday night to race in a league, so this is great. It's right here south of Owatonna, so somebody want to drive 15 minutes or a half an hour, they can get to the track in a hurry.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to shoot for, is a lot of local guys, and definitely any guys, southern Minnesota, anybody that wants to join, we're going to open it up to more classes. Right now we have 1/8 scale late model class that's based off of a nitro buggy. Yeah, we would like to open it up to some street stocks, anything that we can open up to. The door is wide open for any newcomers that want to bring their cars and just have fun. And we want something for the community, something local. And yeah, that's what we're shooting after.
And the nice thing, just like full-size racing, you guys are really focused on keeping the cost down, because I know you can go really extravagant on these RC cars and really put a lot of money into them. And that's not the idea behind this. It's to get out and have fun and not drain your pocketbook.
That's correct, Clean. We went after purchase price new had to be under $400 for a buggy kit. You can easily spend $800 to $1,000 to $1,500 on a kit. We're not after that. We want it to be affordable, low cost, bare bones, but yet get on the track and be competitive. And we're going to make sure we stick to that. As you can read our rule sheet that we gave you guys, yeah, we're going to make sure the rules stay pretty basic.
And I like that the top three cars are going to get teched just like the full-size tracks.
That's correct. Yep, we're going to be looking at motors, differentials, tires. We have a tire rule. Yeah, we got rules, and we want people to stay in that so people keep having fun and it doesn't wreck it for anybody. And also get carried away is the dollar amount, for sure.
Talk about the track and what it looks like and what the amenities are there.
Yeah, so the track is a dirt oval. If we're going to scale it down, it'd be comparable to like a Deer Creek. It's got an outer wall. It's got an inner wall. We got stoplight operation for the drivers, because when these things are on the track, nobody can really hear anybody talk. We'll have a transponder system. When people join, get their car built, show up to the track for the first time, we will get their car set up with a transponder. So it'll all be electronically laps counted, lap times, and we can save all that as well. We have a nice water tank, so we do water the track just like the full scales. For every race, we water it and pack it. It's a great little track, and it turned out really nice.
It's open to all ages, and the cost is free. What nights are you racing?
Yep, that's correct. Everything's free to show up. The transponder's free. I'll provide that. We're going to race Sunday nights at 6:30, and that's been working out really good for us right now.
Give everybody the location, how they can find out more information from you. And I also see the spelling on Facebook is a little different than I was thinking. I was thinking Little Missile Church, but it's spelled a little bit different than that.
Yeah, Dave and Tiffany wanted to do the Little Missile Speedway. They wanted to spell it differently. And the address is 10343 Southeast 24th Avenue in Owatonna, Minnesota. And you can like us on Facebook at Little Missile Speedway, and we'll have all the updates on the Facebook page weekly. And we are going to also run until the snow flies or the ground is frozen, one or the other.
And Little Missile is spelled just like it sounds, Little, then M-I-S-S-I-L-E, Speedway.
That's correct.
I appreciate you guys doing this because this sounds like a lot of fun for a lot of people. And I know there's a lot of cars around. People just don't have a place to race them.
And like I say, the door is open for any model of street stock. They have some little Midwest mods out there. We chose to run late models. Yeah, the door's wide open for any class to run.
Well, thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the show. And all of this information will be up on the Dirt Show page as well. Good luck with the rest of the season, and hopefully the snow holds off for a while.
Thanks, Clayne. I appreciate you guys doing this for us. And, yeah, we look forward to grow this. And like I say, I do want to put a shout-out to Dave and Tiffany Bjorgi. Without them, none of this would be possible.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Clayne.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor. Major Tough.
Back-to-back wins by the Napa IndyCar driven by Alexander Rossi at Mid-Ohio and Pocono have tightened the IndyCar championship points battle. The Chase Elliott NASCAR team gets a strong third-place finish at Bristol Motor Speedway, his fifth top three finish of the season, while Brad Sweet's World Outlaw Napa Sprint Car team wins its fifth feature of the season at Rapid City, South Dakota. See NapaOnline.com to cover all the national racing details. Welcome back to a special segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Carson Graham from Wasota. And Carson, fans and drivers alike are excited. We have the Wasota 100 right here in the state of Minnesota this year, and it's going to be incredible, Carson.
Yeah, for the first time in 9 years, the Wasota 100 is coming back to the great state of Minnesota up in Fergus Falls at I-94 Speedway. So it's a great facility, great people, and the racing surface is turning out great as we move into the later part of the season. So I think we have a lot of great things coming up during the event.
Fans that may have not been to I-94 Speedway, what can they expect when they pull in? Is there camping available? Can they stay overnight in the area? And also, what's the best way to find out more information and get tickets?
Yeah, so when you pull in, there's a number of places to park right along International Drive. It's the road that runs along the racetrack. Anybody can park right along that road, parallel park along that road, and then also in some of the various businesses around there come the weekend. There is camping available. It's very limited, though. At this point, we are almost sold out. So to find your tickets or camping reservations or anything like that, you can always visit wasota.org, or you can visit I-94 Speedways. That's Speedways with an S. .com, and you can buy camping on either site. The links take you to the same place at that point. But yeah, camping is very limited. I know the hotels are almost sold out, if not for sure sold out, in the city of Fergus Falls. So the nearest places to stay in hotels would be any resorts around there at the numerous lakes. If you want to go up there and do some camping, maybe there are some campgrounds at numerous lakes around the area. Also, there's Alexandria, Minnesota, which is not far away, about 45 minutes away from the racetrack, as well as Fargo, North Dakota. They have hotels up there too, obviously, and that's only about 45 minutes to the northwest. So there's a lot of places to stay. Unfortunately, right at Fergus, we're selling out quick. It's going to be, I think, a record-setting year.
Carson, thank you for everything you do for WSOTA, and thanks to all the promoters out there. Those guys don't get enough credit because it's a huge undertaking to put something like this together.
Yeah, thank you for the thank you, and thank you to all the promoters that may be listening. Also, thank you to all the fans. Without fans, you know, this is what we do. This is why we do what we do, is for the fans. To provide a good source of entertainment for the family, and then a good source of entertainment also for the racers out there that want good, safe, competitive racing here in WSOTA Auto Racing. So, yeah, I enjoy what I do, and hopefully we can continue on for many years to come.
Don't miss the WSOTA 100 at I-94 Speedway, and thanks for being with us, Carson.
Thank you.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle. Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experience. Experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on The Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey friends, when you're reaching for something to add that something extra to your favorite foods, reach for cookies, sauces, and seasonings. Whether it's our Wings and Things hot sauce on your morning eggs, our barbecue sauce on a burger at lunch, our premium salsa with chips for snack time, Cookies taco sauce on tacos for dinner, or a flavor enhancer on meats for a weekend feast, the Cookies family of products makes a perfect addition to any meal. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Go to cookiesbbq.com.
Cookies is the one.
Welcome back, and we are broadcasting live from the Farm Progress Show down in Boone, Iowa, and I was walking along and bumped into Troy Voth from Lodemeyer's in Goodhue, Minnesota. And Troy, you are down here at the MC Dryer display, and this is an awesome display, and it's actually a new model. Tell us a little bit about it, Troy.
Hey, Clayton, yeah, I ran down here from Goodyear today because I wanted to take the first look at our new Delta Series dryer that our engineers at MC came up with. This is a new mixed flow dryer, so it's brand new to our line of MC dryers. A bunch of different features this thing has than the competitors is we have inline centrifugal fans on it, which are super, super efficient fans. We have a new tapered louver in it to increase the efficiency through the dryer, and I'm super excited about this dryer. I think we're going to have some great sales in this dryer next year.
I know it seems to be gathering a lot of attention, and you've got an awesome display down here, so people can stop by and see you and take a look at it. You're going to be here all day today?
Yeah, I'll be bouncing in and around here today, but definitely stop by and visit with Joel and Nick here once and take a look at this brand new dryer that we have available from MC, and give Lodemeyer's a call if you need a price on one for next year.
It's a perfect time to call. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Troy?
Call our office at 651-923-4441.
It's time for back to school. Hi, this is Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Let our experienced mechanics give your son or daughter's vehicle a bumper-to-bumper inspection. The Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose any potential issues that'll have your phone ringing for help at the worst possible time. Plus a peace of mind, safety features, check of tires, wipers, and lights, and get your kids back out on the road with confidence. Stop by the Owatonna Auto Clinic today at 902 Hoffman Drive, or give us a call at 451-1950.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
Welcome back to our special segment brought to you by Agnition, and I am joined by Andy. And Andy, driving around looking at different fields, you can look at a cornfield on the left side of the road and compare it to the cornfield on the right, and you can really tell which corn plants are struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the time of year where some of the stress throughout the growing season is accumulating, and plants are starting to think about harvest just like the farmers are.
And that's where Agnition comes into play, because you guys can actually pull up a plant, go through it with the customer, and tell them what it's deficient, why it's looking like that, and how you can help.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different reasons that plants show stress this time of year, and, you know, it's not only the stress of the growing conditions, but it's also somewhat nutrient availability. And just because we made the nutrients available out in the field doesn't mean that they were able to make their way into the plant. And a lot of times, that's where the challenge is how do we get those nutrients that we spent money on for fertilizer, how do we get them from the soil into the plant? And that's where the Agnition product line and the soil microbes really are there to help.
And as you travel through the countryside, you see a lot of tents set up with tables and chairs, dealers getting ready to have their dealer days and show their products and show how their crops are doing. And you have a lot of those going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. A fun time of year for us. It's always fun to get out with our dealer network and see their customers and have not only our dealers tell us about what they're seeing, but have satisfied customers telling us about what they're seeing. So that schedule is certainly into full swing. We're down at Farm Progress this week, but also, you know, starting to support some of those regional dealer meetings. Myself, I'm heading down to Nebraska tonight to support one of those as well.
If somebody's interested in learning more about your products and becoming an area dealer, they can actually do that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're interested in learning more about Agnition products, you can go out to the Dirt Show website and click on the Agnition link or give us a call. And our phone number here at Agnition is 1-855-832-0613, and that will catch Agnition's office in Marshall, Minnesota. And if you call there and ask for Andy, we can certainly give you more details regarding our products or about dealer opportunities that are available.
Andy, I know it's a busy time right now for you and Agnition, and I can't wait to get some more information on how things are going as we enter into the harvest season.
Thanks,
Glenn. Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, August 23rd, we were at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. What a great night for racing. In the A-Modified A-Main, Jeremy Mills over Rob Hughes. In the B-Modifieds, Matthew Loaf over Colby Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen over his brother Cody Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Jay DeVries over Lucas Parsons. And in the Street Stocks, Devin Smith over Kevin Opheim. They were also racing at KRA Speedway in Wilmer last Thursday night, August 23rd. In the 18-lap A-Modified A-Main, Dan Ebert over Jason Thonis. In the B-Modified A-Main, Shane Howell over Thomas Silver. In the Mod 4s, Matt Halls over Tyler Larson, in the Pure Stocks, Taylor Garbarich over Bruce Labs, in the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Corey Merworth, and in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Jeff Krause, in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dexton Cook. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 24th. In the Modified 20-lap A-Main, Don Shaw over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modified A-Main, Brock Groenewald over Jeff Nelson. In the Dirt Late Models, Casey Meyer over Don Shaw. In the Economy Late Models, Travis Sir over Ben Wolden. In the Hornets, Daniel Harnstead over Matt Pedersen. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Corey Dykoff. The Jackson Motorplex was also racing last Friday night, August 24th, in the 360 Wing Sprint 25-lap A-Main, Jordan Martins over Lee Gross. In the 305 Sprint Car A-Main, Colin Smith over Brady Forsbrook. And in the 360 non-wing Sprint Cars, Clinton Bruns over Alex Schriever. Last Saturday night, August 25th, the track champions were crowned at the Knoxville Raceway. In the 410 Sprint Car Division, it was Austin McCarl. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car Division, Clint Garner. And in the 305 Wing Sprint Car Division, Eric Bridgert. In last Saturday night's 25-lap A-Main 410 Wing Sprint Car race, Kerry Mattson takes home $5,000. With Austin McCarl in second. In the 360 Sprint Car A-Main, John Agan over McKenna Hasse. And in the 18-lap 305 A-Main, Ryan Levitt over Matthew Seltzer. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, August 25th. In the 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, Dennis Check over Dave Kane. In the B-Modifieds, Jeremy Nelson over Corey Jones. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Dustin Holquist over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Noah Nelson over Adam Vandersine. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Kyle Howland. In the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Mike Loomis. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, August 25th. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Greg Seidels. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Alex Dostal. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Jeff Carter. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf over Dalton Mager. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Brian Oppitz over Rodney Manthe and Brad Schnepp. In the Sprint Cars, Brandon Allen over Trevor Service. And in the Stock Cars, Dean Cornelius over Brent Euchre. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, August 25th. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Josh Angst over Jake Tim. In the Super Stocks, Ryan Wyome over Tommy Richards. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over Blake Adams. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Alex Williamson over Liz Toper. In the USRA B-Mods, JT Wasman over Jared Baumeister. And in the Slingshots, Colby Wagner and Lily Reps both get wins. The UMSS Sprint Car Series was at Cedar Lake last Saturday night, August 25th. In the 20-lap 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Chase Vibrock over Chris Martin. And in the 25-lap traditional non-wing Sprint Car race, Cam Schaefer over Brad Peterson. Also, make sure to go to the Small Town Big Deal TV show website and check for local listings. The week of September 3rd, the episode that we shot at Deer Creek Speedway with the Minnesota Corn Growers will be featured on over 175 national syndicated TV stations from New York to LA. If you go on smalltownbigdeal.com and check their website for a television station near you, or you can watch RFD TV or check the Dirt Show page for more information.
This is Mark at Craige Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and use cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today That's at Craige Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.